she survived. But what if this time she didn't? He'd always been the vulnerable one, the common person in a world of Mistborn and Kolos, the scholar who couldn't fight, who had to depend on Vin for protection. Even during the last year of fighting, she'd stayed close to him. If she'd been in danger, he'd been in danger, and there hadn't really been time to think about what would happen if he survived and she didn't. He shook his head, pushing through the ash. He could have used Kolos to force a trail for him. For the moment, however, he wanted to be apart even from them. So he walked ahead, a lone figure in black on a field of solid ash backlit by a setting red sun. The ashfalls were getting far worse. Before he'd left the village, he'd spent a day having his Kolos clear the streets and rebuild some of the homes. Yet with the rate at which the ash was falling, the mist and even the possibility of other wandering Kolos were becoming secondary problems. The ash. It alone would kill them. Already it buried trees and hills. It was up to his waist in places. Perhaps if I'd stayed in Luthadel, he thought, working with my scholars, we could have discovered a way to stop this. No, that was foolish. What would they do? Plug the ash mounts? Find a way to wash all of the ash out into the sea? In the distance ahead of him, through the evening mists, he could see a red glow in the sky, even though the sun set on the opposite horizon. He could only assume that the light to the east came from fire and lava rising out of the ash mounts. What did he do about a dying sky, ash so thick he could barely move through it, and erupting volcanoes? So far, his way of dealing with these things had been to ignore them, or rather to let Vin worry about them. That's really what has me worried, he thought. Losing the woman I love is bad enough, but losing the one I trusted to fix all this, that's truly frightening. It was an odd realization. The deep truth was he really did trust Vin as more than a person. She was more like a force. Almost a god, even? It seemed silly thinking about that directly. She was his wife. Even if he was a member of the Church of the Survivor, it felt wrong to worship her, to think her divine. And he didn't. Not really. But he did trust her. Vin was a person of instinct, while Elend was one of logic and thought. Sometimes it seemed she could do the impossible simply because she didn't stop to think about how impossible it really was. If Elend came to a cliff, he stopped, gauging the distance to the other side. Vin just jumped. What would happen on the day she didn't reach the other side? What if the events they were tied up in were bigger than two people could hope to solve, even if one of those people was Vin? As he considered it, even the possibility of discovering helpful information in the cache at Fadrick's had been a slim hope. We need help, Elend thought with frustration. He stopped in the ash, the darkness closing around him as night proper finally fell. The mists swirled. Help. So what did that mean? Help from some mysterious god like the ones that Sazed had once preached about? Elend had never known a god other than the Lord Ruler, and he'd never really had faith in that creature, though meeting Yeoman had changed his perspective on how some people worshipped the Lord Ruler. Elend stood, looking up at the sky, watching the flakes of ash fall, continuing their silent yet ceaseless barrage against the land, like the raven feathers of a soft pillow used to suffocate a sleeping victim. We are doomed, he thought. Behind him, the Kolos stopped their march, waiting upon his silent order. That's it. It's all going to end. The realization wasn't crushing. It was gentle, like a final tendril of smoke from a dying candle. He suddenly knew that they couldn't fight, that everything they'd done over the last year had been pointless. Elend slumped to his knees. The ash came up to his chest. Perhaps this was one final reason why he'd wanted to walk home alone. When others were around, he felt as if he had to be optimistic. But alone he could face the truth. And there, in the ash, he finally just gave up. Someone knelt down beside him. Elland jumped backward, scrambling to his feet and scattering ash. He flared pewter belatedly, giving himself the tense strength of a mistborn about to attack. But there was nobody beside him. He froze, wondering if he'd been imagining things. And then, burning tin and squinting in the darkness of the ashen night, he finally saw it. A creature of mist. It wasn't really composed of mist. Rather, it was outlined in mist. The random shiftings suggested its figure, which was roughly that of a man. Elland had seen this creature twice before. The first time it had appeared to him in the wilderness of the Northern Dominance. The second time it had stabbed him in the gut, leaving him to bleed to death. Yet that had been an attempt to get Vin to take the power at the Well of Ascension and use it to heal Elland. The thing's intentions had been good, even if it had nearly killed Elland. Plus, Vin said that this creature had led her to the bit of metal that had somehow turned Elland into an allomancer. The mist spirit watched him, its figure barely distinguishable in the patterns of flowing mists.
"What?" Elland asked. "What do you want of me?"
The mist spirit raised its arm and pointed to the northeast. "That's what it did the first time it met me. It just pointed, as if trying to get me to go somewhere. I didn't understand what it meant then, either."
"Look," Elland said, suddenly feeling exhausted. "If you want to say something, why not just say it?"
The mist spirit stood quietly in the mists.
"At least write it," Elland said. "The pointing just isn't working."
He knew that the creature, whatever it was, had some corporeality. After all, it had managed to stab Elland handily enough. He expected the creature to just continue standing there. However, to Elland's surprise, it followed the command, kneeling down in the ash. It reached out with a misty hand and began to scratch in the ash. Elland took a step forward, cocking his head to see what the thing was writing. "I will kill you," the words said. "Death, death, death."
"Well, that's pleasant," Elland said, feeling an eerie chill.
The mist spirit seemed to slump. It knelt in the ash, making no impression in the ground. "Such odd words to write," Elland thought,